Hi, this is Corinne reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network. Tonight I got to see the new movie Yesterday, which opens tomorrow, probably nationwide. It's by Universal. And I thought it was very cute. I don't know if you grew up listening to the Beatles, but I know I did. And the Beatles were huge in the 50s and 60s and 70s. I listened to them in the 70s and the late 60s. And, you know, my grandmother used to play it. She had a huge record, you know, like a huge record player that was like furniture in her apartment. I'll never forget that record player. It was hilarious. And we used to, like, you know, get ready for bed, and I'd put on my pajamas. And I'll never forget, like, dancing to all the greatest hits of the Beatles. And absolutely adore the Beatles. I consider the Beatles one of the greatest bands of all time. And Paul McCartney is still around, thank goodness. And it was a very interesting take. Like, what would happen if, you know, you're a struggling, you know, singer. And he was talking, making a Beatles joke. And none of his friends understood the joke. And none of them remembered who the Beatles were. And so he pretended that he wrote all the music of the Beatles and started singing it all over the country, and he became like an instant sensation. And it was a very interesting film. And it's about, you know, morals and, you know, what is the price of fame. And it was a fascinating film. It seemed a little bit unrealistic and a little bit ridiculous. I mean, because the Beatles, when I grew up, were the biggest band ever. I can't imagine people not knowing who the Beatles were and not knowing Yesterday. I mean, come on. You know, It's Been a Hard Day's Night. I mean, how do you not remember that song? It was just like this world was like a world from the future, and they just don't know who. And they don't even know what Coke is. Everything is Pepsi. I don't know if it was product placement for the film. They don't know what Harry Potter is. I mean, it's just like, but it was interesting. I was entertained by it. I didn't exactly feel that it was kind of, you know, it was an interesting concept, but I didn't really feel like it could actually happen. When I told my doorman that I thought the Beatles were the greatest band of all time, he liked Guns N' Roses, I think that's what he said. And I never liked Guns N' Roses. Anyway, no offense to them. I thought it was a very entertaining film. I would have liked Paul to make an entrance into the movie. That, you know, some of us are real fans of the Beatles and, you know, Paul and Ringo. I never met John or Paul or Ringo. I have met his, you know, John's wife. I've seen her around the neighborhood. And sadly, I actually heard the shot as a little kid because I grew up very close to where John lived. Anyway, but as a Beatle fanatic, it's definitely an interesting take on a movie, and totally unrealistic it might be, but very entertaining. So I would say if you're a Beatles fan, you'd probably be more interested in this movie than if you're not. But it's also a great date night and a great movie to take like your significant other. It's kind of romantic and kind of silly, but I thought it was entertaining and well-made film. This is Corinne reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network.